إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. فإن الأخلاق لها أهمية عظيمة في الإسلام.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، ما بعد. Indeed, character, good character, has a great place and position and virtue in Islam. It's a very important issue.
لذلك كان الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم إماما في الأخلاق.
For this reason, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was a role model in character.
إماما في كل شيء.
And he was an imam in everything.
قال الله تعالى: وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم.
Allah the Most High, he said, and indeed you are upon great character.
وسئلت عائشة رضي الله عنها عن أخلاق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And عائشة رضي الله عنها, she was asked about the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's character.
قالت: كان خلقه القرآن.
She replied, his character was the Quran.
فقد كان يطبق القرآن.
Meaning that he used to implement the Quran and put it to practice.
وحث صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلمين على محاسن الأخلاق.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he encouraged the Muslims to with a virtuous character.
فمن أراد أن يحصل على الأخلاق العلية.
So whoever wishes to attain a high level of character,
فيطبق القرآن والسنة.
This individual needs to implement the Quran and Sunnah.
لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, there is indeed for you and the Messenger of Allah a very good role model.
والأخلاق يعني الأمور التي يتصف بها العبد.
And what is intended by character are the things that the slave is described with.
يعني الخلق الذي يتجمل به.
Meaning the character that the individual beautifies himself with.
والإنسان عنده جمال حسي وجمال معنوي.
And the human being, he has a physical and metaphorical beauty too.
الجمال الحسي الذي خلقك الله عليه.
The physical beauty is the beauty that the Allah has created them with.
وصوركم فأحسن صوركم.
And as Allah said, and He formed you and gave you very good forms.
الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He is the one who has created you and made you even and عدلك يعني أوقفك.
عدلك عدل يعني خلقتك.
نعم. And evened your creation and made you equal and even and balanced.
تمشي في اعتدال.
And made you walk in with balance. نعم. And
في أي صورة.
نعم. And he in whatever form he chose designed you and whatever picture and image he chose designed you.
وقال تعالى فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, blessed be Allah, the best of creators.
فلا يوجد مخلوق أجمل من الإنسان.
So there is no creation that is more beautiful than the human being.
فالله عز وجل خص بني آدم بحسن الصورة.
As Allah عز وجل, He has made specific for the human being a very good image.
وأنا طبعاً لا أريد أذكر حديث أن آدم خلق على صورته, لكن معتلا قد لا يفهم بعض الناس. فالله عز وجل خلق الإنسان في أحسن صورة حسية.
And Allah عز وجل, He created the human being in the best physical image and form.
وقد يبتلي بعض العباد ببلاء في صورته.
And some of the human beings may be distorted in their image or in their
لكن معظم الناس على خلقة سوية.
But most of the people are in a very good and balanced image.
وطلب الله منا أن نحسن أخلاقنا.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has desired from us and asked of us that we better our character.
وهذه هي الخلق المعنوي.
And
الخلق المعنوي.
This is the what is intended by the metaphorical beauty.
هناك جمال الصورة وهناك جمال الصورة الإنسان المعنوي.
There is a beauty of the individual's image and physical image, and there is a beauty of the individual's metaphorical image.
يعني جمال الصفات الخلقية.
Meaning the beauty of the beauty of the character, the attributes of the character.
مثل الرحمة.
Like for example, mercy.
الحب.
And love.
العفو.
And pardon.
الصفح.
And forgiveness and pardon.
الصدق.
And truthfulness.
التعفف عن الحرام.
And being an individual restraining themselves from committing evil acts.
مساعدة المحتاجين.
Content with that. And helping the needy.
إنقاذ الغرقى.
And helping the ones drowning, saving the people.
مداواة الجرحى.
And providing medical attention for the injured.
إطعام الجائع.
And feeding the hungry.
هداية الضال.
And guiding the misguided.
إرشاد الناس للخير.
And enlightening the people to good.
تعليم الناس ما ينفعهم.
And teaching the people what will benefit them.
كل هذه من الأخلاق الحسنة.
All of these things are part of good character.
وتبسمك في وجه أخيك صدقة.
And smiling in the face of your brother is a type of charity.
طلاقة الوجه.
A person having a bright face.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا.
Do not belittle any good deed.
ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق.
Even if this good deed is to merely meet your brother with a bright and welcoming face.
يعني بشوش.
يعني having a welcoming and bright face.
فالمؤمن إذا رأى المؤمن يسعد.
So if the believer sees the other another believer, they will become happy.
ويسعى المؤمن لإسعاد أخيه.
And the true believer is diligent in making his brother happy as well.
وإدخال السرور عليه.
And entering happiness into this individual's heart.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
تهادوا تحابوا.
He said, give one each other gifts and love one another.
ومن الأخلاق التي حث عليها الإسلام أداء الأمانة.
And of the character, of the aspects of character that Islam has encouraged is fulfilling entrustments.
والعدل.
And justice.
والرحمة.
And mercy.
وتآلف المؤمنين وتوادهم.
And the harmony and unity, the harmony and love amongst the believers.
والوفاء بالوعد.
And fulfilling the promises
والعهد
and fulfilling the covenants
والإحسان إلى اليتيم
and showing kindness to the orphan
وبر الوالدين
and obedience of one's parents
وتربية الأولاد التربية الحسنة
and cultivating and raising the children in a very in a good way
وصلة الأرحام
and keeping ties with kin
وصنائع المعروف
and doing good acts of kindness.
وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام
the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said
ما من شيء أثقل في الميزان يوم القيامة من حسن الخلق.
There is nothing that is heavier, that weighs heavier in the scales on the day of resurrection than good character.
وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام
And he also said صلى الله عليه وسلم
إن من أحبكم إلي
Of the most beloved of you amongst you to me
وأقربكم مني مجلسا
And the closest of me in place or sitting seat
أحاسنكم أخلاقا
is the best of you in character.
وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام
and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also said
إن الرجل لا يدرك بحسن خلقه
indeed the individual attains with his good character
درجة الصائم الذي لا يفطر
the level of the fasting individual who does not break their fast
القائم الذي لا يفطر
and the one who is standing in salah who does not become tired
وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام
and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also said
إن من خياركم أحسنكم أخلاقا
of the best from the best from amongst you are the best of you in character.
وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام
and he also stated
أكثر ما يدخل الناس الجنة
the thing that enters people most into paradise
تقوى الله وحسن الخلق
is the taqwa of Allah and good character.
وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام
and he also said
وأنا زعيم ببيت في أعلى الجنة
He said, I am guarantee a house, a home in the highest level of paradise
لأحسنكم أخلاقا
to the best, for the best of you in their character.
وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام
And he said as well
لما سئل من خير الناس
When he was asked who is the best of people
قال خير الناس ذو القلب المخموم
إيش المخموم؟
الفضها كما هي في الحديث
is
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم خير لما سئل عن خير الناس قال خير الناس ذو القلب المخموم
the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he was asked about the best of people he mentioned that it was the person who has a مخمون heart
واللسان الصادق
and the truthful tongue
قالوا وما القلب المخموم
they asked him what is a مخمون heart
مخموم
heart نعم
قال هو التقي النقي
he said it is the heart which is observant of the تقوى of Allah and it is the heart which is pure
الذي لا إثم فيه ولا بغي ولا حسد
the heart that does not have any sinfulness in it nor does it have any hatred or jealousy in it.
قالوا فمن على أثره.
So they said, and who is after this in the
أو على إثره يعني بعده.
Who is next in rank?
قال الذي يشنأ الدنيا ويحب الآخرة.
The one who despises the dunya and loves the hereafter.
ليس يعني يشنأ الدنيا لا يشتغل ولا يعمل.
Doesn't mean by dislikes the dunya that the individual does not work and does not have a job.
لا يجعلها في قلبه.
It means the individual does not allow the dunya a place in his heart.
وإنما يتخذها وسيلة للآخرة.
Rather he uses the dunya as a tool for the hereafter.
لأنها زائلة.
Because it is something which is coming to an end.
والحياة الأبدية في الجنة.
And the everlasting life is in paradise.
أو في النار.
Or in the hellfire.
فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في الدرجة الثانية بعده في الفضيلة.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, mentioning the second in rank after this.
الذي يشنأ الدنيا ويحب الآخرة.
Is the one who despises the dunya and loves the hereafter.
قال فمن على إثره يعني من بعده في الدرجة.
So they said, who is third in rank after this?
قال مؤمن في خلق حسن.
He said, a believer who has good character, who is in good character.
ويقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم
and the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم also mentioned
خياركم
the best of you
أطولكم أعمارا وأحسنكم أخلاقا
the best of you are the longest of the one who has the ones who have the longest life and the best of deeds
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم
and he also mentioned صلى الله عليه وسلم
إن الفحش والتفحش ليس من الإسلام في شيء.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, indecency and an attempt to be so is not part of Islam in any way.
وإن أحسن الناس إسلاما أحسنهم خلقا.
And indeed, the best of people in their Islam is the best of them in their character.
وقال عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه.
And عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه said.
لما أراد معاذ بن جبل أن يسافر
when معاذ بن جبل was planning to travel and leave
قال يا رسول الله أوصني
he said O messenger of Allah advise me
قال اعبد الله ولا تشرك به شيئا
he said worship Allah and do not associate any partners unto him
قال زدني يا رسول الله يا نبي الله
he said O messenger of Allah give me something more
قال إذا أسأت فأحسن إذا أسأت فأحسن
he
يعني
said,
أتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها.
He said, if you do something wrong, then do something good after it. Meaning, if you do a bad deed, then follow it up with a good one, and it will erase it.
قال زدني يا نبي الله.
So he said, O Prophet of Allah, and give me something more.
قال استقم.
He said, be upright.
وليحسن خلقك
and let your character be good
وفي حديث أبي ذر رضي الله عنه
and in the narration of Abi Dharr رضي الله عنه
وهو أيضا من حديث معاذ
and it is also narrated on the authority of Mu'adh too
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم
the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said
اتق الله حيثما كنت
observe the taqwa of Allah wherever you are
أحيانا الإنسان يكون في بيته.
Sometimes the individual is in the privacy of their home.
لا يراه أحد.
Nobody can see them.
لكن من يراه؟
But who is watching them?
الله سبحانه وتعالى.
It is Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
ومن أيضا يراه؟
And who else is watching him?
الملائكة.
The angels.
يكتبون.
They are writing.
ويراقبون.
And they are watching.
ويوم القيامة عليه يشهدون.
And on the day of resurrection, they will testify against him.
حتى جوارحك تشهد عليه.
Even your organs and your limbs will testify against you.
وقالوا لجلودهم لما شهدتم علينا.
And they will say on the day of resurrection to their skins, why did you testify against us?
قالوا أنطقنا الله الذي أنطق كل شيء.
They will, the skin will reply and say, Allah made us speak, who has made everything speak, meaning on this day.
فبعض الناس إذا خلا بمحارم الله انتهكها.
So some of the people, if they are in private and left alone with the disobedience of Allah, they will indulge in it.
فلذلك الإنسان يتقي الله حيثما كان.
For this reason, the individual is to observe the taqwa of Allah wherever they are.
في بيته أو أمام الناس.
In their homes and in public.
حيث يراه الناس أو لا يراه.
Where the people can see them and where they cannot.
لأن الله يراه.
Because Allah is the watching them.
قال بعض أهل العلم.
Some of the scholars have mentioned.
جاء رجل إلى الإمام أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله.
That a man came to the Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal رحمه الله.
فقال أريد أن أسمعك هذين البيتين.
So he said, I want to recite to you two verses of a poem.
فقال فيما معنى البيتين يعني أنا لا أضبطهما جيدا.
So by the meaning of what these two lines of poetry were referring to and what we're speaking about.
إذا ما خلوت بريبة
if you are in private with a something that is a disobedience
والنفس داعية إلى الطغيان.
And the soul and the nafs is encouraging an individual to disobey, transgress.
فاستحي من نظر الإله وقل لها.
So be ashamed of the vision of Allah and say no.
إن الذي خلق الظلام يراني وقل لها إن الذي خلق الظلام يراني.
And say to her, the one who has created the darkness, he can see me.
إذا ما خلوت بريبة في ظلمة والنفس داعية إلى الطغيان فاستحي من نظر الإله وقل لها إن الذي خلق الظلام يراني. فالإمام أحمد سمع البيتين فدخل إلى غرفته يردد البيتين ويبكي.
So Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he heard these two lines of poetry and then he went into his home and kept repeating them and weeping.
فلذلك الإنسان يحرص على حسن الخلق.
For this reason, an individual should be diligent and mindful of attaining good character.
وكان الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في دعائه.
And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say in his supplication.
اللهم.
Oh Allah.
كما حسنت خلقي.
As you have perfected and made good my image.
فحسن خلقي.
Likewise, make my character.
ويقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has said.
أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا.
The most complete of the believers in their belief.
أحسنهم أخلاقا.
Is the best of them in their character.
لذلك كان السلف رحمهم الله حريصين على حسن الأخلاق.
For this reason, the predecessors, may Allah have mercy upon them, they were very diligent and mindful in attaining good character.
وتربية أبنائهم على حسن الخلق.
And they were likewise diligent in raising their children upon good character.
ومن أعظم الخلق الحياء.
And of the greatest types of good character, aspects of good character, is modesty.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
والحياء شعبة من الإيمان.
And modesty, it is a branch of iman.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And he also said صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لرجل يعظ أخاه في الحياء.
To a man who was admonishing his brother in his excessive modesty.
فقال دعه.
He said to him, leave him alone.
فإن الحياء لا يأتي إلا بخير.
Because modesty, the only thing it brings is good.
فنعلم بناتنا الحياء.
So we teach our daughters modesty.
والحشمة.
And chaste.
والتستر.
And to conceal their adornments.
ونعلم أبنائنا الحشمة.
And we teach our our
والأدب.
Boys the same, and we teach our brothers chastity, and we teach them good manners and good character.
تحسن إلى جارك.
And to be good to your neighbor.
تحسن إلى زوجتك.
And to your wife.
تحسن إلى أبيك وأمك.
And to your mother and father.
تحسن إلى أخيك وأختك.
And to your brother and sister.
تحسن لإخوانك المسلمين.
And to your Muslim brothers.
وتحسن إلى الكافرين.
And to the non-Muslims.
تدعو إلى الله عز وجل بأخلاقك.
You call to Allah with your good character.
وحسن تعاملك.
And your good transactions and dealings.
ومن أعظم ما ينشر بين الناس حسن الخلق السلام.
And one of the greatest things that spreads good character amongst the people is conveying of السلام.
بين المسلمين.
Between amongst the Muslims.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
لن تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا.
You will never enter paradise until you believe.
ولن تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا.
And you will never believe complete. You will never truly believe until you love one another.
أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم؟
Should I not tell you about something that if you do it you will come to love one another?
أفشوا السلام بينكم.
Spread السلام, the greetings of السلام amongst you.
ومن الأمور التي تزيد أواصر المحبة.
And one of the things that increases love amongst the people.
عيادة المريض.
Is visiting the sick.
فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا مرض أحد صحابته زاره.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, if any of his companions would fall ill, he would go to visit him.
ودعا له.
And make dua for him.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
من عاد مريضا.
Whoever goes to visit a sick.
أو زار أخا له في الله.
Or goes to visit a brother for the sake of Allah.
ناداه مناد.
A caller will call out to him.
أن طبت وطاب بمشاك.
That you are good and your path is goodly as well.
وتبوأت من الجنة منزلا.
And may you have a place in paradise.
فلا بد من نشر هذا المفهوم بين المسلمين عيادة المريض.
So we need to spread this understanding amongst the Muslimin.
That is, بينهم.
And that is visiting the sick and visiting one another.
هذه الزيارة تزيد المحبة.
This visitation, it increases love.
ومعاونة بعضهم بعضا على البر والتقوى.
And also aiding each other, one another on piety and righteousness.
وهكذا كل خلق حث عليه الإسلام فنحن نحاول أن نعمل به.
Likewise, any aspect of good character that Islam has encouraged, any aspect of character that Islam has encouraged, any aspect that Islam has of character that Islam has encouraged, we try to implement it.
وكل خلق نهى عنه الإسلام نبتعد عنه.
And every character, every aspect of character that Islam has prohibited, we stay away from it.
فنبتعد عن الكذب.
So we stay away from lying.
والغيبة.
And backbiting.
والنميمة.
And tale carrying.
وخلف الوعد.
And not fulfilling the promise.
والخيانة.
And treachery.
والزنا.
And zina.
والسرقة.
And theft.
والربا.
And riba.
والظلم.
And oppression.
وفعل جميع الفواحش والمنكرات.
And engaging in and committing any act of disobedience or indecency.
ونبتعد عن أذى الجيران.
And we stay away from the harm of our neighbors.
وعن ظلم الزوجات.
And oppressing our spouses.
والإساءة في تربية الأولاد والبنات.
And being raising our children and our daughters in an ill fashion.
والغلظة.
And harshness.
والشدة التي لا ما التي في غير محلها.
And harshness and firmness which is in its in improper place.
والحسد.
And jealousy.
والتجسس على المسلمين.
And spying on the Muslims.
وبيع الرجل على بيع أخيه.
And that a man sell over the sale of his brother.
والنجش. يعني زيادة في السلعة وغير شرائها.
And a najish, which is to increase the price of a piece of merchandise, to increase the price on his brother. He doesn't want to buy it. It is to increase the raise the price on his brother. That's his only intention.
والغش.
And also to trick and to نعم, trick or swindle.
والمكر.
And to plot against.
وكل ما يؤذي المسلمين.
And anything as well that is harmful to the Muslims.
وكل خلق سيء.
And every bad character.
ويحرص الإنسان على إصلاح لسانه.
And the individual needs to be diligent and work hard to make their tongue good.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
سباب المسلم فسوق.
Insulting a Muslim is فسوق.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And he also said.
ليس المؤمن بالطعان ولا اللعان ولا الفاحش البذيء.
The Muslim is not an insulting person. He is not a cursing person, nor is he an indecent and lowly individual.
فلا فينظف لسانه من قذارات أهل الفسوق.
So the individual needs to purify their tongue from the filth of the people of فسوق.
يبتعد عن الألفاظ القبيحة.
To stay away from bad words.
فم يقول لا إله إلا الله.
A mouth that says لا إله إلا الله.
يكون نظيفا من الخبائث.
It needs to be a pure mouth that is free of filth.
فيحرص الإنسان على صيانة لسانه.
So the individual needs to be diligent and guarding of their tongue and to keep the to guard their tongue.
ولا يسخر من إخوانه المسلمين.
And the individual needs not mock their Muslim brothers.
ولا يستهزئ بهم.
Or to make fun of them.
ولا يحتقرهم.
Nor to belittle them.
ولا يحقد عليهم.
Or to have hatred and animosity towards them. Rather, they should always be pardoning.
والصبر.
And patient.
ويكظم غيظة.
And they should repress their anger.
قال تعالى والكاظمين الغيظ.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who repress their anger.
والعافين عن الناس.
And pardon the people.
والله يحب المحسنين.
And Allah loves the good doers.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
من كظم غيظا.
Whoever suppresses an anger.
وهو قادر على إنفاذه.
While having the ability to unleash it.
ناداه الله يوم القيامة.
Allah will call him out on the day of resurrection.
فيخيره من الحور العين ما شاء.
And let him choose from the women of paradise whichever of them he wants.
فاعلم أخي المسلم أن تحسين خلقك.
So know my Muslim brother that bettering your character
من مصلحتك
is something that is in your favor.
فإن احترمت نفسك احترمك الآخرون.
So if you respect yourself, the others will respect you.
والمؤمن يفرض احترامه على الآخرين.
And the believer, he forces his respect on the others.
بأخلاقه الحسنة.
With good character.
وتعامله الحسن.
And good dealings.
وصدقه في الإيمان.
And his trueness in faith.
فالإيمان يأمر بكل خير.
Because إيمان it commands all good.
وينهى عن كل شر.
And it prohibits all evil.
ومن أخطأ.
And whoever makes a mistake.
وظلم نفسه.
And oppresses himself.
وأساء خلقه.
And has bad character.
فليتوب إلى الله.
Then he should repent to Allah.
وليراجع نفسه.
And he needs to reflect with himself.
ويحاول إصلاح حاله.
And he should try to better himself.
والله لا يضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
And Allah will not lose the reward of the one who works righteous and good deeds.
ويجاهد نفسه في ذلك.
And the individual should struggle with themselves to do this.
ويسأل الله دائما التوفيق والسداد.
And should always be asking Allah to grant him success and grant him uprightness and so forth.
أسأل الله أن يوفقني وإياكم لما يحب ويرضاه.
I ask Allah that He grant us success to that which He loves and is pleased with.
وأن يجنبنا ما يسخطه ويأباه.
And that He keeps us away from that which He dislikes and refuses.
وأن يجعلنا ممن يعملون بالحق.
And make us of those who implement the truth.
وبه يعدلون.
And are fair and just with it.
نسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعلنا وإياكم من أهل الفردوس.
We ask Allah that He make us and you all of the inhabitants of Al-Firdaus.
وأن يجمعنا في جنة عرضها السماوات والأرض.
And that He gather us all in a paradise that is as vast as the heavens and the earth.
والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.